We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
Looking for fun in the valley? Want to find where the music and comedy is tonight? Go to WVMP.org to find out what's going on. Bands and promoters, add your events. WVMP.org.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
And now it's time for the Tagcast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The Tagcast Podcast starts right now.
Oh, dude, yes!
Our special guest likes our intro music.
Hello and welcome to Tagcast number 13. I am Gatch. I'm here with co-host Terry Guile and our guest for the day, Jerry Murphy.
That's right.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Friday.
I'm doing Aussie some.
It's so awesome outside. It's like 90 degrees out today.
Yeah, but the other day it was super rainy and shitty.
I know.
I hate it. But yeah, we started out with a little Black Sabbath because, as Jerry said, how can you go wrong with Black Sabbath?
He got so excited. You got
you
so
guys
excited,
don't
Jerry.
Even know. Black Sabbath and me.
We go way back. Yeah. So, yeah, Sabbath was playing recently, but it wasn't Sabbath we found out. It was just Ozzy and Friends.
Ozzy and Friends.
Tony Iommi, like, he's sick.
What other shows do you remember that are just and Friends? Do you remember any other shows that were and Friends?
Like TV shows?
Yeah, it was like the Smurfs and Friends. Was that ever a show?
I don't believe so.
George Jefferson and Friends?
No, I don't
George remember. Washington and George Jefferson, they were one of the first presidents, right, both of them?
George Washington was the first.
And George Jefferson came shortly after.
He was the first black president.
That was the black dude, yeah, that lived in the apartment complex.
Well, maybe I'm getting him. Was it Thomas Jefferson? Maybe I'm confusing George and Thomas Jefferson.
You are, brother.
I think they're related, though.
I'm sorry. I just called an Indian a brother. I apologize.
Yeah, that's bad.
God,
I don't know what you're thinking. Yeah, George Jefferson was that neighbor of Archie Bunker.
Yeah? Yeah, and then they did the spinoff of that. Archie Bunker, though, man, you can see that on TV still sometimes, you know? I mean, that's a pretty racy show. It's controversial.
It's not racy, it's racist.
Do you think so, though? Do you think it's like...
Dude, it's total racism.
Do you think it is, or is it like...
It's exploiting it when it needs to be exploited.
Yeah, but is it in a mocking way to, like, can you believe how absurd and crazy
Well, it had a lot to do with the government, too, man. There was a lot of governmental themes in there as well. Meathead brought those up.
Yeah, he was an idiot, as far as anybody else was concerned.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a drink.
Woo!
Way to save yours till ours is all gone.
I know. What is up?
You'll be the first guy we vote off the island.
I got to drive.
Hey,
what island are we on?
Should we take a second? We got some sponsor business going
on,
right?
How do we keep our show free?
Tomorrow night at the Dixie. The Dixie is a great place. It's like a house party when you go there. It's awesome. And it's free.
Yep, there's never a cover charge.
No, you come down there tomorrow night on Saturday. You'll see our band, Sons of Confusion, playing with Paper Train, Gnosis, and Black Hair.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, and go down to the Dixie anytime you want.
You can go down for breakfast 5 days a week. They're open at 7 Monday through Friday. They got live music at least 3 nights a week. They got ladies' night on Friday with what? Well drinks.
Well drinks for a dollar
for ladies. Yeah,
I think no, they don't have.
You just have all. You, the only thing you have to have to get that special is a vagina.
Yeah, yeah,
and maybe a couple breasts.
Yeah, or one or the other, because we, you know, I don't want to judge any.
Here's
any
what you can't
in
have.
The middle of something.
You can't have a penis, or else it's going to cost you $3 or
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I don't know if they're checking that at the door exactly.
Yeah. Just
you
look
could probably
your best.
Slip it through.
Just note to self, you don't put Sour Patch Kids under your tongue.
Not
and
under
what
your
happens?
Tongue.
Your jaws become cinnamon rolls.
Whoa. Wow.
Like Cinnabon?
No.
I love no. cinnamon rolls.
What do you think about branding on branding?
I don't even know what that means.
Like a Cinnabon cinnamon roll. You're bringing up
I
cinnamon
think,
rolls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Isn't it a bit ridiculous? Because... somebody point out a Cinnabon tree to me, please.
A Cinnabon tree? Is there a cinnamon tree?
Yes, sir. That's where cinnamon comes from.
Really? I guess I've never really thought about where cinnamon comes from. Does it grow on sticks? I mean, does it grow
I
as a stick?
I think it's the bark, and they strip it.
Oh, I see.
And they dry it out, and then they grind it up.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I'm learning something.
Have you ever tried to, like, eat a teaspoon of cinnamon?
No, not at once.
Have you heard of these guys woofing this shit? No, woofing? I mean, I guess woofing's not the term because I've been out of the game for a while.
Hoofing?
Hoofing. Well, you're walking? You're walking
it's a
somewhere?
Hybrid. It's a hoofing.
I know, it all the way over
kids
here.
Were like snorting cinnamon or something. And
what would that do?
I don't know, but why can't we just smoke marijuana?
Why can't we get somebody in the studio that wants to do some bath salts?
We're trying to get someone to come in the studio and do bath salts at the beginning of the episode and see what happens within
yeah.
an hour.
We'll yeah. watch him for like at least
episode
5 minutes.
Eat me.
That's yes. all we can. You know, that's all we can commit to is a 5 minute
now,
watch.
I did hear of another story. It was actually in Florida as well.
Another one.
I'm
hearing them all
a
over
black
twice.
Man actually went into a house and ate a slab of a man's arm off.
Wait, was it the house?
Then
a
he
broken love.
Then he proceeded to take his clothes off and try to attack the police in a very vicious manner.
Well, if I was going to attack the police,
what? It was supposed to make you say. What?
Yeah. I know I was going on the House of Broken Love by some what? Great white.
Okay.
What's
so,
you talking about?
So people are still eating body parts, and they didn't say he was on bath salts, but
yeah.
I did hear there's a new band starting in Portland called Bath Salt Zombie, and they're looking for a vocalist. So check him out at Dustin Duvall on Facebook.
And I'm still trying to start my band, and I cannot be a part of it. But it's my first attempt at starting to I don't want to call it a boy band, but I'm assembling a band. It's called the Neckbeards. You can find it on Facebook. And you must have a neckbeard. The lead singer must have a gnarly neckbeard or are willing to grow one.
Does that mean you have to be shaved above the neck? Like,
yes.
On the face has
yeah,
to
you just got
to
get the
So you're looking for Abe Lincoln type?
So like yeah. a turtleneck thing
yeah,
going
yeah.
on there.
And you know, I mean, if you want to flaunt it, you know, you can start this band. I don't even need to manage it or whatever. I'm
can
just trying to assemble.
Can you braid it like Alice in Chains?
Yeah, I'm thinking like a punker kind of band, you know, the Neckbeards. Like a pirate punk. Well, not like a pirate punk like the pirate punks, but like
Arrgh,
punker
me,
pirate kind of... kind of rock.
Can we like spike it or
you could do as long
you
as
you do all sorts of stuff with yeah. it, you know, as long as you got a neck beard because of the neck beards.
That's the name of the band.
That would be badass, dude, to grow that really long.
It would be hard.
And then right off the apple, dude, to have just like a dagger, like a like a bloodlock off of
Whoa.
The Adam's apple.
What if you implanted one of those like metal, like a 3-inch metal stud off of your apple
and then be the lead vocalist? That would probably be fucking awesome feedback on that
yeah.
bad boy.
For sure.
You wouldn't want anybody to grab that, though, and like yank it.
You have your girlfriend dragging you around by your neck beard. She's like, talk about grabbing you by the short and curlies. Like, come here, you little son of a bitch. I'm so pissed at you right now. So, yeah, let's get to our... We got another sponsor. He's a
yes,
new...
Yes, we do.
And he's claimed that he wants to sponsor us from here on out. So...
Complete Ag...
Resolutions.
Resolutions.
It's located in Shedd. We'll give the address this time. 31449 Green Valley Road in Shedd. They're a family-based business.
Yeah.
Where the customer will always come first, which, as I mentioned to Dustin, that doesn't always happen at brothels.
It doesn't,
and stuff.
You know, but...
sometimes the customer doesn't come first. But in this situation, they always do.
That's a good customer.
Yeah, they're available. You can check out all their information at facebook.com/completeagresolutions. Their mission is to exceed the expectations of
their
customers.
They work on farms equipment?
Farm equipment, hydraulics, air conditioning, engines, electrical, electronics. They do diagnostics. They provide training and mobile service and just pretty much anything you need.
Yeah.
If you want to get your combine fixed or your wind rower.
Or even if
your tractor.
Maybe you got an air conditioner that needs redone. Or reboosted, or what do you put more freon
in? I think they're talking
those?
About the air conditioners in like combines and stuff that have enclosed.
Maybe, yeah, all right.
But
well,
I'm sure he does anything.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
told
call,
me.
See what he can do for you.
See, now I had to drive my van. I had to drive my van today, and our guest Jerry made fun of me because I revved it up like a Harley before I shut it off. But if I don't do that, it backfires a little bit. But been having some difficulty with my driving situation, and Stan sent me a message that said, "Hey, dude, I work for Beer, so." I can come over and work on your car.
Call Complete Ag Resolutions and
their number's on their Facebook.
What they can do for you, tell them what you need, and maybe they can help you out.
And there will be a link to their Facebook on our website.
Yes, there will.
So check that out. Awesome. Thanks, Stan. And I think that's our two sponsors, the Dixie Creek
Saloon. I wanted to mention real quick that... For our listeners that don't listen that are on our website, if you go to our website, you can. There's a ton of links we put on there. You know, some of them are just an additional quick laugh. You know, check it out. Go
maybe
to our
a
website.
Visual to something that we're talking about.
Tagcast podcast. If you're wondering what we're talking about, .com. Well, that's not the complete. You know what I'm saying.
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 You know what I'm saying. All right.
What's up with that? What's up with that? So
Jerry was moving his lips while that was going on. I thought he was actually doing an R2-D2 impersonation.
See, sometimes I try
Whoa,
to
man,
say
that's good.
Sometimes we try to talk over top of each other, whatever I'm saying, he says.
What
or,
are you talking
to?
Yeah.
And then if I stop, he stops.
Yeah, it's just
legend.
A stopping.
Wait for it. Dairy.
I've got too many sound effects. So he just got out a piece of paper.
Never.
He was actually filmed a little bit of our earlier episode from on Wednesday. He filmed a little bit of our podcast.
And
he
took some notes, skills. And he's going to read his notes about us, right?
No.
Oh.
I see Dio.
No cheating.
No
cheating. Let's just get to it. Can I jump in?
Right,
yeah, totally.
All right. I think Jerry
Take it away,
to,
Jerry.
This
I
is a pop
Jerry
quiz.
Wants to host some,
Let me say it again.
Quiz.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
But actually, it's a pop rock quiz.
Pop rocks.
Hard rock, heavy metal, anything
pop,
you got.
I like pop rocks.
Popping on your...
It has to be something that's been played on the radio somewhere, sometime, so it can't just be, you know, guess whatever. But you guys are good at this, and I think that you can nail it, all right?
Let me ask you really quick. What do you think... How do you think pop rocks would be in brownies?
How?
How do you think they'd be?
Oh, my God.
Do you think they'd be
good? That would be crazy, especially if you didn't announce it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well... All right.
Pop
Coming rocks. Next week.
Pop rock bounties. Okay, so is this type of a trivia, pop rock trivia?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Right. Oh, shit, I blew right
It's a pop rock
there.
Quiz or a rock pop quiz?
Ew.
It's a pop rock quiz, and it's going to be timed, and this is a tag team challenge.
All right, so you're doing both of us, we're working together.
It's a tag cast, tag team challenge.
All right.
Here's the rules. Here we go.
Okay.
It cannot be a first name of an artist, okay? Like Ozzy Osbourne, you know. Something of that nature. It cannot be that, okay? Keep that in mind.
Okay.
That's a disqual, okay?
Right.
Now, we're alphabetically, I'm going to time you guys. You have 3 minutes to give me a band alphabetically, A to Z. You get one pass. Are you ready?
What?
Who's going first?
I don't care. It's a team effort. Here we go. And it starts 3 minutes. Go.
Adamant.
That is a name. That's a disqual, yo.
Ant.
That's a DQ. So he's already disqualified?
No. Let's go. Let's start again.
Oh, okay.
But you don't get any more time. Go.
Okay. You go first. Hey.
I'm going first?
Yeah, I already disqualified.
Aerosmith.
Bad Company.
The Cars.
Danzig.
Eagles.
Foreigner.
Genesis.
Honky.
Honky's a band?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to offend me, you freaking Indian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iron Maiden.
Very good.
Jethro Tull.
That is a name, yo.
No.
But it's not
it's
a name
not,
of a guy.
Well, shame on me.
He's Ian Anderson.
Okay.
So he said,
I gave you an extra half a second.
Kiss.
Ooh, yeah.
K.L. Lionheart.
He's got to do better than that, dude.
It's got to be a name.
Manowar.
L7.
Ooh, yeah.
We're
on ends now.
No doubt.
Dude, come on, a little heavier.
Oh, that's first. Nazareth.
Ooh, yeah.
Opeth.
Primus.
Oh, yeah. You're all over the board, man.
Queensryche.
Raven.
S's. Come on, 1 minute 30.
Saxon.
Yes, sir. Never mind Slayer. Fuck those guys.
Testament.
Oh, nice.
Uriah Heep.
Oh,
Velvet back. Revolver.
Going forward. W's now.
Who? The Who.
X out of L.A.
You get one pass, yo.
Yes.
Is there a band called X?
Yes.
My God.
With John Doe and Xena Cervenka.
You guys are kicking
it. So I'm saying yes.
All right.
ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
With their new album. Yeah.
With I got 50 seconds to go. I knew you guys could do it.
2 minutes
Very
and 10
good.
Seconds.
I got you. And
I was going to give a pint of Jaeger.
Wow, we already drank
you,
it, though.
No, a piece.
Oh,
if you could get five of the same ones I got down there, but you fell short. But you did come in.
We didn't know we were supposed to be guessing what you did.
Well, that's this a cool game. I like this game.
This is a bonus little thing, right?
Okay. I like this game.
There was a surprise at the end. Surprise, you lost.
Supplies, you're dead.
You guys so funny. Yeah, you got three of them, though. Iron Maiden, Kiss, and Queensryche.
Wow.
So I was pretty standard, you know, with the Exodus and the Rat and the Faith No More.
What'd you throw
out
for Z?
ZZ Top. Holy shit, that's four.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about Y? Y and T?
You know, and you got
time's
yes.
Up.
Oh, my God, look what happened to me.
Yep, time's up.
Wow.
I failed. You guys won. I owe you both. A half point.
We already drank it.
A pint and we shared it.
I like that game. That was
but
fun.
I'll give you both
I'm glad
a half
that
a point.
I'm glad that we won it.
And you know what? And I'll give myself a half a pint, too, for participating.
Yeah, all right. You should.
You guys did awesome. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. And all next time you make applesauce, put some black blueberries in there.
I'm just wondering how the people listening did. You know, you were right there with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it went by too fast for you, play it with your friends.
The first thing you have to know is your alphabet, which is tough sometimes.
You guys
I
did
thought,
good.
You know what? You know what they don't teach in school anymore, I just found out? Cursive.
Really?
Yeah. They do not teach cursive in school anymore.
Well, who even writes, really?
You have to sign your checks, don't you?
I forgot to give you guys your thinking caps before we started.
Rolling
damn
rock.
It.
But, so yeah, they don't teach.
You guys are good sports too.
They don't
so I'm
going
to go ahead and I'm going to chill fucking that. I'm going to actually
so,
it's a rolling
that
rock.
Beverage before I serve it.
It's they a don't, rock.
They don't teach it.
They don't teach cursive anymore, which I thought, yeah, how do you sign your checks? How do you sign your name? Because it's always in cursive, right?
It's a fingerprint, or I guess they're going to scan
yeah,
your
I guess
face
so.
Or your eyeball or something.
Or you're
going to
have, like, they're.
Now, I heard a
They're
weird
thing.
They're
probably already implanting people with identification.
That a lot of the younger generation don't know what a $2 bill is, and they don't think that it's real. Have you
well,
heard
they probably
story?
Think a $3 bill is as real as a $2 bill.
So this guy's 20, and he's a manager at Taco.
What the hell's
he
a bill?
He's a manager.
He thinks, Metallica's first album is a black album.
He's a manager at Metallica. He's
that
a
one song.
And so... A guy who's an older gentleman who's dressed pretty nicely, he orders a $1.79 taco or burrito or something, and he pays with a $2 bill. Now, the manager is not familiar with this, and so he...
Oh, he thought it was fake.
Oh, big time, yeah. And so he called his immediate supervisor over, who had also never seen or heard of a $2
what?
Bill. Yep, and it went on and on. They called...
Echo, what?
And it was at a mall or something, so they called mall security down, and they said this guy's trying to pass a fake bill.
Paul Blart.
It was Paul Blart Mall Cop. That's right.
Junior.
That's right. Thank you very much.
I'll pass on the pass.
So
thanks.
If you guys try to move a $2 bill, you might run into a little adverse reaction. I'm not sure.
You know what? I got to interject real quick before I lose it.
Go ahead.
This was about a year ago, and I was at the fine establishment, the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And the person working there gave me back the change, which she thought she was giving me quarters, and she gave me a Susan B. Anthony dollar.
Oh, nice.
And shame on me. I just pocketed it and left.
So did she give you four of them or just one?
No, no, no.
Just one of them.
It was a couple of quarters.
75 cents.
What she thought.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her fault. Sorry. That's on her, right?
Forgiven if you say it over the air?
Yeah, I've done it.
You have repented your sins.
It's not really over the air, though. It's over the five.
That is our new podcast, Repent Your Sins, with Terry and Gatch.
It's over the five.
Where's the freaking screen? I can see you guys, man.
I knew a guy, though. He would go out every payday, and he would buy $52 bills just so that he could, like, go, hey, when he bought something.
Is that what he would do?
$2 bill. Hey, I got it. I'm paying this with a $2
bill.
He was
cheaper than a $2 pistol.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I own a car wash, and I get a lot of quarters from the car wash.
Where's the car wash at?
It's in Brownsville. That's where all my bands practice and whatnot.
It's right off the highway, like not even 5 miles off the highway, right? Like if I was going if I was going on the freeway from anywhere near Albany and Eugene, I could go off like not even 5 miles, get my car washed there.
That's right. I know, it's only $1.50 for 5 minutes.
I know, that's a hell of a deal.
Anyway, what was I going to say about the car wash?
You get a lot of quarters.
It's your car wash.
I get a lot of quarters.
I'm not
that's right. I roll them up and I take them to the bank to trade them in for cash money. Big dollar bill, y'all. And the lady there asked me if I wanted to just trade them in for other quarters.
What?
Because she said that sometimes people go through different rolls of quarters to find the different states because everybody wants to get all 50 states and say...
Those are retired people that have way too much time on their
hands. I collect the bicentennials.
I said, I would like to sell these to you for some actual $20 bill, y'alls. So then now they don't ask me, but I just... It's weird that people trade in their quarters for quarters.
That was a dumb question, but apparently not.
Do you just want to trade these in for different quarters or... No, I was kind of hoping I could get
it. It's an exchange, not a trade. Is that the same thing?
Don't they have a change machine that'll count your coins there?
They only have the one at the Key Bank in Harrisburg, maybe in Albany.
But all that does is count your coins. You haven't gone anywhere.
No, it counts them and then they... That way I don't have to roll them. I just bring in
34.
A coffee can. Yeah, I just bring in a coffee can full and then...
So I saw you on Wednesday. Have you been grilling anything?
No, I haven't. We're kind of.
Have you tried that mayonnaise encrusted Twinkie I told you to barbecue a while back?
I didn't because that sounded not very good.
No, actually, I smoked some pork chops the other day and put some homemade applesauce on there with some blueberries in there and smoked them with some hickory wood. Recommended.
Whoa.
Is this a bone in or bone out?
You could do either or. I choose bone out.
Yeah, that's what
bone
I'm saying.
In.
I'm lazy. I want to get to the meat when it's time.
Yeah.
Man, bring it.
Yeah. Well, I quickly...
Bling it.
It's not a rib, you know what I'm saying?
I let the charcoals cool down, and I, you know, each side about 5 minutes, and I'll move it off and then put, you know, off of the heat, and then I'll put the wood on the charcoals, and then you smoke it for about 20 minutes or whatever.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hills, yeah. I haven't been doing much grilling lately.
Have you been rock bibling?
I have been reading the Rock Bible a little bit. We've been touching on that almost a little bit every episode. I don't think we talked about it on Wednesday.
Little bit every episode.
And, you could go to Amazon.com. Well, don't go there. Go to TagCastPodcast.com and click on the Amazon link, and then you could go buy the Rock Bible. It's called The Rock Bible, Unholy Scripture for Fans.
I checked it out.
Fans.
It's like $10.
Excellent, because the price tag on this little baby says $15.95. Compliments
what?
My friend Tim Wilkinson. Thanks, Tim. I will be giving this back to you soon, but not today. So this is something for a band like Sons of Confusion or any band that me and Dustin could be in. Witty onstage banner is intended only for witty people.
What?
If you're boring, unfunny, mush mouth in your personal life, you're not suddenly going to become a comedian when you walk on stage. Just shut up and sing. And never tell the audience how drunk you are. They'll think you're a prick.
That's the first thing you do when you're drunk.
I'm so wasted right now.
I'm just curious, dude. I mean, you guys are rockers, right? Legit.
Yeah, somewhat.
And this Bible's going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Have you been doing it right, Terry?
No, that's where we get it from.
We call it by the book, too. Here's the golden rules of attire for drummers. No drum gloves. If you can't hold on to your drumsticks, you may want to rethink the playing part of playing the drums.
Yeah.
All drummers wearing headset microphones should be required to take a food order.
Okay, you're gonna tell this shit to Tommy Lee straight up, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing, fool.
He wears gloves and has a mic.
Food order.
Yeah, and he flips his shit upside down, too, with a five-part harness.
The drummer is the only person allowed to wear a bandana on stage, especially if he has a full beard and
hits the
snare.
He could beat you to death with his...
I heard he could steer a boat with it. He could steer a boat with it.
He could lasso a cow in another county.
He could probably run a boat there in Venice with it. You know what I'm saying? No motor.
Does his drum say Motley Crue on it?
It just has a pentagram, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Probably. Having your band logo on your kick drum only tells the audience that you overestimate your value and underestimate the chance that you're going to be replaced.
No, wait a minute. With that Dr. Feelgood album, is there a bass drum with Motley Crue on it? Am I visioning this right?
What, the Dr. Feelgood guy?
Dude, I got a short story about Dr. Feelgood, okay?
I want to hear it.
Okay, so me and Bernie Bud Bailey, back in the day.
Who?
Bernie Bud Bailey, you don't know this guy? Come on.
B-B-B?
Okay, anyway, he was the connect back in the day. So me and Bernie Bud Bailey were in my blazer. You remember the old blaze?
BBB
it was black,
blazer?
Had a lift kit.
Black.
Okay, enough about the blaze. So anyway, we go to whatever the record store is there in Salem that used to be cool.
Ranch Records.
Yes, sir. Okay, I score the new Dr. Feelgood. Never heard it.
Peel it
out of the wrapper. We roast a bowl. We're headed down the road, right? I stick it into the deck. And
you're talking about the CD, right?
It's a cassette. Dude. It is a cassette.
No. I know I look young. Thank you. But no. So it's a cassette. We stick the cassette in there and we just roasted one. And a little time goes by and nothing's happening, right? And then. He's looking in the mirror. I'm checking the mirrors, man. I'm so paranoid. I'm like, where is it? Where's? I don't know, man. I don't see it.
Tear in Tinseltown.
I don't see it. And then. Dun, 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 dun. I'm all, dude, it's on the tape. And it was.
And you really thought there was a cop behind you?
For a second there, man. I'd never heard the tape before. And that's how it started. True story. Okay.
That was a short story.
Yeah.
You could probably pick that up in a Stephen King novel.
Remember when Vince Neil went to racing for a while? He quit Motley Crue to go into racing.
I do not.
Come on.
I don't.
What about when Gene Simmons, he was all into indie for a while and he wrote that song, I am indie. He's like... Indy's going to be the next biggest thing ever. It's going to be bigger than football. I'm going to write
the
song
this?
To start it all. Gene Simmons.
I do not remember that either.
And I think, yeah, and probably back in that day, a Gene Simmons move, if Motley Crue was to be a Gene Simmons type of thing, they would have trademarked the pentagram back then.
Motley
so
Crue?
No one ever could use it.
I don't think you could. I don't think there's
a
way.
Gene Simmons trademarked the money bag. Like
what?
A money bag.
Since
symbol.
When?
Since I saw it on his reality show that he reckon got the trademark for a money bag symbol.
Can you? Exactly. It doesn't have the intro.
No. Is that on the album?
Yes. I swear it.
A Tear in Tinseltown. It's a different track.
Oh, that's not the very first song on the album?
Not Dr. Feelgood. Tear in Tinseltown is.
God damn it.
It was like a little half a minute track. I was a crew head back in the day.
A crew head?
Yeah. Even up to decade of
what was the first Motley Crue album? Go.
Well,
Too Fast.
Just Prove a Love.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Terry.
Going on with the show. Yeah.
How did you know?
I was
looking at
slow
me.
Reflexes on that. We've already talked about Crue and how Terry didn't know the members, and he won an album.
Yeah, I had to. No, I won tickets to a concert.
Oh, you won tickets
to Raven and Anthrax.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely some Raven right there. They asked me the four members of Motley Crue, and I just had to quickly dial 867-5309 or 687-9610, whatever number there was for KZL, Metal Zone, Al Scott. I call him up, and I open my double gatefold, Shout the Devil, and it has all the members of Motley Crue, and I read them off because I didn't know the members of Motley Crue at the time, which, big deal. I don't care.
It's funny that you said that, though, because I was wondering, and I wrote this down for one of our topics today, was I was wondering if either of you guys had ever actually called 867-5309.
I think everybody. Ghostwriter.
No?
The pattern is full.
I think everybody. I thought everybody had at least called it once.
I haven't, no.
I don't recall, but I probably would have. I made enough calls that I probably did.
Hey, you know, we're just talking about Anthrax. I saw Anthrax. They just got sued by their former singer for $2.65 million.
Why?
What a douche.
Because they kicked him out or something. It's not Joey Belladonna. It's Dan Nelson, who was just in the band for like one hour.
Not even John Bush?
Nope. It was a guy in it was
the dude from White Noise that came back.
John Bush.
White? Oh, yeah, that's John Bush. He used to sing for
Armored Saint.
Yeah, but he's not with them anymore.
My metal points are going up.
Who's the new singer? I like that guy, man. That new album.
He's their
rocks.
Old singer.
It is?
Joey Belladonna from the Among the Living.
It doesn't even sound the same.
I only saw him live, and so I knew that it was him, so I just...
Die for the Indians.
Hey, come on, dude. That's not cool.
Cry.
I threw that in special, man.
You don't have to die for me, dude.
That'd be good.
Dude, I got some engine in me, too. Like not enough to get any money, but I do have some.
Do. You know, you can't... I thought that I had enough to get some, but I guess I don't.
I got a question for
William
you
William Shatner!
Have you guys ever been in a bike lane?
Oh, dude.
I've ridden a bike
this
in a bike
is lane. For me. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Do you drive in the bike lane?
I've never driven in a bike lane. I've driven a bike... I've ridden a bike in a bike lane.
I just got to throw a scenario past you guys. It just pisses me off.
Give it to me.
Okay, so you're walking through the park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And some bag of douche is on a bicycle, and you have to move out of the way so as not to get run over.
Uh-huh.
And you look to your left, 4 feet to the left.
Yeah.
To be precise, and there's this line, and then there's this little stick figure. It looks like a dude on a bike with an arrow. And it's like, that was made special for that bag of douche, and you had to move out of the way for him.
Yeah.
And it just pisses me off, man. Can you see it?
Yeah.
I used to be a cyclist.
I can hear it in your voice.
And I know all the signs and everything to do and the etiquette. And you're basically traffic, man. Yeah. And you're the motor.
Yeah.
And that's how you're supposed to roll.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are all over the place, and they do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And it just pisses me. And I seen this guy the other day, and he's at the crosswalk.
Uh-huh.
And he's hitting that button, you know, that button that's supposed to, like, you know, waste your time. Like, you think you're doing something that's going to light change.
Yeah.
And he's going, rah, rah, rah. I can see him just cussing, right? He wants to get across the street.
Says-
and I'm like, you know what? If you would just get in that lane with the little bicycle... And the light would turn green, and you would go like the rest of us, you bag of douche.
I read on the internet that you can do a certain like amount of pushing the button, and it makes all the lights turn red.
Yeah, the cop
for
tricks.
Emergency. Yeah, you can go like
how
boom,
many times
boom,
you gotta
bop,
do
bop,
it like
bop, short, fast, short, short,
nine
short.
Quick ones, and then one,
yeah.
one.
I'm sure you could find
probably.
It on the internet.
Yeah,
you know, have you ever seen the pedophile crossing sign? It's like it shows the little kid, right? And then it's got the woman behind it with the bag, and she's always like this, right at the butt. She's always like right about ready to grab the kid's butt. It looks like they're just swinging hands.
It is an illegal sign.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
You guys are crazy.
But no, I got a rant along the same lines, man. The other day I was walking down the street on the sidewalk, not down the street, but on the sidewalk, and people need to fucking trim your goddamn trees and shrubs along those fucking paths, man, or else I'm going to cut your fucking trees down myself.
No doubt. No doubt.
Dude, I got to walk out in the street just to get around your fucking blackberry bush out in the goddamn fucking road.
You said goddamn.
I went out for a jog the other day.
I got a hot
and
going.
I had to duck like every 50 feet while I'm jogging down the sidewalk.
A duck?
Well, there were some ducks there, too.
You got to duck under the trees?
I had to duck.
Oh, yeah, you had to duck.
And every time you duck when you have earbuds in, your thing starts to creep farther and farther down your T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then when you try to lift back up, it jerks them out of your ears.
Yeah, and I'm too busy looking down on my cell phone to notice the trees above me, right? Because that happened to me.
My eye!
Hey,
my fucking eye!
Can we do our segment? Let's call Pat.
Yeah, actually, I already had my phone out here, and I don't know if Jerry's familiar with this, but every once in a while we call Pat Wambacher.
It's called.
And on a speakerphone, and he never answers, but we're waiting for the day when he will actually answer.
Patty J, answer your phone.
That's right.
I know he's listening.
I'm going to give him a telepathic call.
So here we are on episode 13.
It's called Pat.
And we're calling Pat Wambacher.
It's Pat. It's Pat. Answer your phone.
He's a full-time dad, a full-time businessman, and a full-time unavailable friend.
Curse caller ID.
Hi, it's Pat, and I'm unavailable to leave. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Did you ever press 5?
No.
Hey, Pat Wambacher. If this was an answering machine, I would say pick up. That means my phone's dying, but it's not dead yet. Hey, it's like
a fork in
hi, Pat.
Phone.
Yeah, you should answer your phone sometimes. Jerry Murphy's here, Dustin Gatchel, and myself.
Word.
We're going to have your brother on the show here pretty soon, and if you listen to episode 13 and sync it up with your voicemail, you can listen to this in stereo. I've said that every time we've called you so far. And in case you're wondering, Pat, you probably can't even... Oh, I'm talking to the wrong side of the phone, huh? Anyway, Hans has swans in his CD player. So please pick up the phone next time. And,
he has swans in the oven.
And thanks for being on the show, buddy. We sure do miss you. All right? Come out and play sometime. All right?
Love.
Okay. Love.
Rock on.
Bye-bye. Battery's dead. Good night. So that's our little segment called Where's Pat?
Where's Pat?
And we don't know where he is. He's at home. Yeah. He's being kind of gay. And when I say gay, I don't mean homosexual. When I say gay, I mean like retarded.
A basketball player recently got fined.
And when I say
$50,000. A basketball player recently got fined $50,000 because he made a Twitter comment. And what it was described as a gay slur. So it's all right to say gay slur, that he said a gay slur, but apparently I don't know what he said as a gay slur.
Okay.
But isn't that a gay slur,
while
saying a gay slur?
While you're talking about tweeting, I was curious how many tweets make a twat.
12.
Is that right? What it's about like, a baker's twat?
Baker's twat is 13.
That's this episode, number 13.
We are at a baker's twat.
Patatow, William Shatner.
Well, who's William Shatner?
Are you kidding me? I
12
just...
more episodes and we're at
I
the
like
Blue
you,
Waffle.
I like you, Terry. Don't do that.
I would like to hear some, like, maybe impersonations or
first,
impressions.
First, you don't say anything negative about Black Sabbath and you don't say anything negative about William Shatner.
What do you think of the whole Bill Ward thing going on
so
right
where,
now?
So where does William Shatner fit in?
I think it sucks,
in?
Man. It's Sabbath or it's not Sabbath, man. You know, there's Ozzy Sabbath, there's Dio Sabbath, et cetera, et cetera. But it's all Sabbath, dude. We're talking about switching around front guys. But when you start switching around back guys, that's not Sabbath no more.
But they call it about back guys, though. Back then.
I thought they were going to change their name to Backstabbath.
That's terrible.
Hi-oh. Because that's not very nice.
Have you ever heard the Troll-a-la-la-la song?
What about Earth? Just makes me want to fucking set fire to a chipmunk.
That's mean.
It is.
I got chipmunks in my backyard. Come on. They come around.
Have you ever met somebody that you swear that they were the type of person that probably ripped heads off of squirrels for fun when they were a kid?
Like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah. Have you ever met someone like that? Like
no.
Oh.
I have not, but I've probably been portrayed as that by some people, and probably thought that some people thought that that's what
mean,
I used to do.
You mean as a satanic worship and
like tying
plan.
Two cats together by their tail and throwing them over a clothesline?
Yeah.
Or whatever. And why would I even know?
Dude.
What?
I thought you meant just because you're in a satanic.
You know what's really funny? And no animals were harmed during this LSD experiment.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But if you take bottle caps and you tape them to the bottom of a cat's feet and you turn it loose on the linoleum, it'll tap dance like you've never seen before. It'll moonwalk. It'll do some crazy shit.
You know what I want to see, though?
And you'll laugh so hard you'll have abs the next day.
Rock you hard? Play. You gotta play Yo. "Turn Me Loose" by Loverboy while you're doing it.
Oh, dude! Do you put a bandana on the cat and then you do it?
Turn me loose.
I've never seen a cat sing "Loverboy" ever. I would like to see that while doing.
I would,
moonwalk.
And if anybody can put that together,
why not?
For a
if
live
a chipmunk
we'll
can sing,
open.
I'd much rather see a cat sing "Loverboy." Seriously,
I think it's time for our sports segment. Have you guys ever played bocce?
Are we going back to the barbecues again?
No, have you ever played bocce?
No, I haven't.
Is that a ball game?
Yeah, I think you just roll balls on the ground. But I've never played it, so I don't know.
Have you ever played Son of Hibachi?
No, how do you play that?
You fire up a couple grills in your bedroom and then go lay down on a pillow in the bedroom and take a nap.
And you then see your friends find you before it's the end.
And then your friends come over and see the bocce's in your room, and they bring over their steaks.
Yep, bocce's. No, is that an actual game?
Then they drop some
bocce. Yeah, I think what it is you throw up a ball, and then after that you try to roll the ball. Whoever gets closest to that ball wins. I don't know how to play it, but I don't
know. It sounds
maybe
like marbles.
It kind of maybe is like marbles, but on a big but with croquet balls and on a lawn.
Okay, so you say this game involves rolling croquet bottles across the lawn.
Croquet bottles.
Please.
I know, now I want to play with croquet bottles.
Please answer in the form of a question.
Did you guys ever have lawn darts, the ones with metal?
Yes,
ones?
Did you ever play the I will stand here and see how close you can get game?
No, I did not.
Oh, dude, we did that
how
with actual bow
get?
And arrow once.
Oh, no.
And then it was like, oh, shit.
How
yeah, this is way before
get?
Jackass, dude. Way before. And one of them actually bounced off our friends.
They
well,
had Jackass.
We had a car.
What you're saying is they had Jackass back in the day. They just called it hanging out with friends.
Well, we just didn't know what you called it. Yeah. Now we know.
Now we know the rest of the story.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm Paul. Paul Allen?
Harvey.
Oh, sorry, Paul Harvey.
I'm going to call you.
That's all right.
I'm going to call you Paul.
And this is, wait for it,
the rest of the story.
Nightline.
Nightline?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, they used to say, no, this has nothing to do with Paul Harvey. I'm jumping all over the map. I'm random like that. I apologize.
I thought we were talking about Hugh Downs.
Gary Dixon once told me, never fucking
speaking
apologize.
Of Downs,
get
Glee,
fuck up and keep playing.
The cheerleader on Glee has Downs.
The you actress who plays the cheerleader?
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. This...
Breaking news.
This is the way it is
the
now.
Actress that plays the cheerleader on Glee has Down syndrome.
This has
this
been
is
Hugh
not
Downs.
Breaking news. If you've been
news
following Glee, you know this. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm thinking they should step it up a notch. Why can't this person be an
Asian, are you making a joke about up and
blind,
down?
Lesbian, paraplegic with Downs on the cheerleading squad?
Is she possessed
also,
by a devil or something?
And they are also...
No.
Can they also be a pedonecrobestialist?
Mm.
That's dead baby animals.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's not just dead baby animals. Sex. You are actually practicing some crazy shit on the dead baby animal.
Yeah. That's you're pulling over on the side of the road when you see some roadkill. Where have
next
we,
week on the show.
Where
find
have
out.
We gotten to on this crazy
thing? I don't know. Let's turn.
It's my fault.
I want to know about turns. This is a question, just real quick.
Okay, what?
All right. Now, let's say that in the future, you're a cyborg or whatever, and you're the taxi driver, uh-huh. And someone says, take a left right here. What the hell's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're going to take a left.
Are you? You just said take a left right here.
Here. I would take a left right here.
Oh, dude, you know, it's a cyborg, okay? Dude, it's not someone that can reason.
Though, you know what, though? You know how science fiction's always a little off? You know how, like, flying cars, airplanes, not quite the same thing? I think we already have cyborgs. You got the earpiece, the Bluetooth in the ear. You got red contacts. What more do you need? You got it right
there.
I'm
in the beer section and this person has the little earpiece, right?
Yeah.
But I'm on the other side of them, and they're like, well, should I get the six-pack of the Porter, or should I get the Keystone? And I'm like, I don't know. I'd get the Keystone or whatever. And the lady looks at me like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, I know.
And like, I'm thinking that like, she's having a conversation with me. But no, she has the earpiece on the other side.
But no! She's got the Bluetooth on her ear talking to someone else.
Yeah. And I'm the fool.
Now you can't tell whether they have that hearing aid piece that just amplifies sound that they wear around that's supposed to look like a Bluetooth.
Have either of you been in the situation of being at a urinal stall or in a stall where someone's talking on their Bluetooth and you think that they might be making small talk with you?
What's great is when you leave the stall and someone else comes and sits down and the conversation continues.
I've seen it. I've seen it several times on like television shows, but never had it happen to me in real life where someone just comes up and starts talking and you think that they're talking to you. But they're not because they're talking to someone else who's on the phone with them.
I try not to put myself in too many situations where I'm shitting
with
multiple people.
Conversation not happening zones, and that's one of them.
Like I used to work at Country Coach, and we'd go in. There's like four stalls, and like someone would see me go into the stall, and no offense against any certain race, but normally my Mexican friends would already be in there. And then they would just like start up a conversation with me while we're pinching a loaf.
Well, you know, I mean, they do have
like,
spicy food.
Hey, man, did you go check out that coach down in Station 7? I heard there was a leak with the plumbing system. And I'm like, dude, I'm shitting right now and I don't really want to talk to you. And he's like,
thank you, Mr. Obvious.
He's like, what? You don't talk to people when you're sitting, man? And I was like, did you just stop?
What you're telling
Felipe,
is you were not excited to go and check out they had a lake on a coach?
There was a leak.
Oh.
But because of his accent, he couldn't understand, man.
But okay, so a leak was
there was
exciting.
A water leak. No, he said, you go down, you install the plumbing, man, so you have to fix the leak.
Did you say, listen, Jesus?
You tell
him. I said,
hey,
Zeus.
Give me a minute.
You tell him no chop talk in the fucking chitter.
That's right.
Hey, while we're talking about bathrooms, I'm going to jump right into
talking
the other thing
shit.
That pisses me off.
Talking
okay?
shit. Now we're
so
always
talking
shit.
So you go to the movie
shit.
Theater and
talking
you drop
shit.
Down some
talking
good
shit.
Coin to see
now
a
we're
show.
I thought you were
going to
say you drop down some good deuce.
No.
Now we're talking shit.
You pay good money to watch a program, a talking show that you want to see.
Now we're talking
and
shit.
And then you have to piss in the middle of this thing.
Yeah.
Whatever, right?
And you can't rewind it.
You got your popcorn and all this kind of stuff going on, right?
We're talking shit.
You haul ass down to the restroom because it's always the furthest. Your theater is always the furthest one away from the restroom.
Yeah.
You know that, right? So you're running down this corridor. You go to the bathroom. You do your thing.
Uh-huh.
And then you wash your hands real quick. And what do they have? Blow dryers to blow your hands.
Uh-huh.
You don't have time for this shit.
Yeah, you're missing out.
You know what
out.
I'm saying? And then you're thinking, okay, blow dry hands, popcorn when I get back. It's a toss. Don't go there.
I like to wash my hands in the sink.
You know what, though?
What?
They have an app for that.
Do they?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Man, I can't remember what it's called, but
sanitizer.
It will tell you the current movies that are out in the theaters. Talk it'll tell you the best time plot-wise. To go to the bathroom where you're not missing anything.
So
and
if
then
it's
it'll
Prometheus,
have
you could piss during the whole movie.
And then you have to go, and then it'll give you a synopsis that you can read while you're in there.
So you're doing your thing with one hand, you're checking your app with the other, and then you...
But if they just
still have to wash...
Why don't...
I get it.
By that time, you've drank your pop, right?
Your $6 beverage, yes.
Yeah, why not just piss in that?
Talking shit.
Good question.
Yeah.
Because I don't have cup clearance, man. I mean.
And you're paying the $6. I mean, you've already paid for that.
$6? Where do you go to the movies?
Try $10.25, dude.
It's $14 in Portland to go see a movie. Go to the IMAX, $20.
And then it's 20 minutes, and you go and you say to the people next to you, what the hell did we come to see? I can't remember.
Prometheus.
That's right.
That ends with a big whale shooting out big
don't go
sperm
there.
Out of this big
I got two
Scott
words
Ridley
for you, okay? Like, listening people, red talking box.
Talking shit.
I'm an Alien fan, but I'm not a fan of that. They had like
red
two
box.
Good
is
parts during the whole
joke?
Thing.
I don't get off on period jokes.
Now we are.
It's where you get your videos.
Oh. There's always a line for red box at 7-Eleven like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shit. All right, that was talking shit. We're going to flush that episode. That segment is done. Talking shit, talking shit. Now we are done talking
man.
Shit.
What about, have you ever been to Starbucks?
I have never. I've been to Safeway and have walked through what is a Starbucks, but I've never ordered anything or been there or
really?
Done anything. Nope.
Never?
Nope, I don't drink coffee. And
but,
I
mean,
I'm
well,
not
got,
gay.
You know, I mean, you could go in one with somebody else.
But why would
coffee.
I?
Connect the dots for me, Terry. Coffee and homosexuality. Go.
The two things have nothing to do with each other, but the fact that you would go into a Starbucks is very homosexual.
Well, I guess I'm coming
well,
out of the closet right now because I drink Starbucks coffee.
Do you prefer it?
I think.
Do you have to have
I like Pike's Place. I don't like all the foo-foo-y shit, and I drink it black. I learned that in the Marine Corps, and I never miss nothing.
So why would you go to Starbucks if you drink your coffee black?
I don't get the question.
Because you usually...
Because it's good coffee. It's not...
It's a good coffee? I mean, even for black...
Well, I...
You like
your
coffee
black. If you put all this foo-foo in there, right? It's... Okay, vodka.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
You can take cheap vodka, and you can put a bunch of fooey in there, and then you don't taste it. You're like, ah, I got a buzz on it. Did the job.
Well, I'm guessing what I'm asking is, as a person who drinks black coffee... You're saying, as someone who drinks black coffee, you still prefer Starbucks. Are you saying, overall, their beer coffee is better?
There's lots of good coffee out there, but I like the Starbucks Pike Place. I prefer it. I've tried other stuff. You
do
know?
You go
I
to?
Used to be a Folgers guy.
Yeah.
It's so like it's like options. Don't show me the options. I might like them.
Yeah. So did you ever fill it to the rim with Brim?
You know what? I think I did once when it was on sale, and it ain't all that. Right?
What about you, Ban? So do you get Starbucks coffee and make it at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
grind
yeah,
a whole bean?
He was.
No,
no. I think he was inquiring as why would you go into Starbucks to get just
oh,
the black coffee.
I go in there, too, and check this, right? So if you buy the product and you take the bag into the Starbucks, you get a free coffee with that bag. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what?
Boing.
We can get out of there. We can just get out of there because I'm losing fast, and I'm not trying to promo Starbucks.
No, I don't mind. Yeah, okay. Well, they haven't paid.
But the shit's
anything.
Good, and I'm gay. Apparently, I didn't know it till just now.
I don't mean gay like homosexual.
Yeah,
I mean
more
gay
metrosexual.
Like, I mean gay like retarded. And when I say retarded, I don't mean retarded
mean
like special, like aesthetically challenged. I mean special, like lame.
Aesthetically challenged?
Aesthetic.
I'm a graphic designer.
Artistically. Are you autistically challenged? Or you got 3 seconds to answer the question.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Wrong answer. I'm very sorry. Do you have any other response? Okay, out of the people that I am looking at on my paper right now, who died on September 27th, 1986?
Oh, that would have been Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
She's still alive.
Ugh. Hmm.
It's Cliff Burton.
Van Halen.
No. He's still alive as well.
What?
No, the band as we know it.
Name me a big hit by Van Halen with Sammy Hagar that was not a love song.
Oh, tough.
Standing on top. Top of the rock. Is that one?
I don't know. I don't recognize that one.
Standing on top of the rock.
Is that Sammy Hagar?
No, was it's Van Hagar.
Was that a hit?
It was 5150.
It was?
Yeah.
Maybe you're singing it like you're fucking butchering this. Do it again.
Dude, I'm not going to
come
do
on.
That. Nope. All
right. Tell me why. Won't you sing it again, be love?
No.
Okay,
yeah,
how about this? Comeback albums with a new lead singer.
Gary Cherone.
That wasn't comeback. comeback album, new lead singer, Back in Black.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Ding, ding, ding,
hey,
ding, 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 ding.
You're not
ding,
seeing this, but this is...
High five.
Oh, that hurt a little.
Yeah,
not
Bon
so hard
Scott,
next time.
Bon Scott died on February 19th, 1980. He choked.
9/11.
He choked on his... Oh, he stood you up.
Dude!
He set you up.
And the wilds.
Never
failure.
Came tumbling down.
But yeah, I heard that they had most of Back in Black already written.
Back in Black!
Before Bon Scott passed away.
Before he hit the sack?
Yeah, because it was released the same year that he died.
Yeah.
They got a new dude pretty quickly.
Well, I guess it was just the music that Faith No More had before Mac Patton came in, right?
Mac Patton. Okay,
What is it?
Okay, what was the first album by Faith No More?
Pass the Gatch. Hold it.
We Care a Lot.
That song was on there. Alex Trebek had a heart attack the other day.
He did.
But he's okay.
Really?
He is.
Yep. The first album by Faith No More was called Introduce Yourself.
That's right.
Right
on that one, I think.
And Courtney Love was actually their singer for a couple of years.
Mm.
I don't care a lot about that.
Nope.
If you're into bruises.
Bruises and doll dresses.
And clown lipstick.
Yeah. And being a whore.
And, yeah.
Do you guys like fish sticks?
Cod fish sticks. I'm fond of them.
I like crack cocaine.
Oh, yes, yes. I love crack. I'm absolutely cuckoo for crack.
I do not like fish sticks, though.
Do you think it's inconsiderate for someone to ask you to leave the seat down for him? I mean, why can't people be considerate and leave the seat up for a man?
I know.
Dude, right? I have a little nephew that pisses all over everything.
So what's the toilet?
Is it piss or splashback, though? Because a lot of people complain about piss, but you can't spray a hose in a puddle and expect it to stay in the puddle.
Another quick story.
Have you ever peed like with flip flops on or open toed shoes on concrete?
I've pissed on electric fence once.
You have to be wearing a red shirt, and if you're not wearing the red shirt, you get less splash up on your feet. But it does make me feel kind of weird because
like you're getting a pedicure.
You never realize how much pee splashes on your shoes.
You're talking another individual's splash.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like an airport or some shit like that.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have time to throw down either. You got to get on a plane, man. You can't make something of it.
No.
He said, don't you hate when you take a dump and it gets in between your toes?
I know. I thought I was the only one. Dude.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. Well, if you shit in a sock and put your sock back on.
I've never done that.
Oh.
That's fucking weird, too.
It's kind of like urine therapy, but it's like fecal therapy.
I want to know why they even put a fucking lid on the toilet.
It when you're not peeing or shitting.
And I said that to my girlfriend, and she said, so when you're getting stuff out of the cabinet above it, the shit don't fall into the toilet. Huh. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So yesterday, no shit, I go to get my meds out of the freaking cabinet, and I fumble the stuff because I'm half asleep, and
right
into the drink.
Have you dropped your cell phone into the toilet yet?
No,
I never have.
I have luckily already flushed.
Oh,
yeah, right.
So I got it
out
of...
me.
I did. It was clear.
Okay, see, now, if you would have looked to the left when you said that, you would have been lying.
What if happens if I look to the right?
I don't know. I've seen that on some FBI show.
I got a pair of questions for you guys. Have you ever used your cell phone while you were taking a dump?
My girlfriend tried to FaceTime me, and then she's texting me, "Why didn't you answer my FaceTime?"
What and I'm like, FaceTime. Twit face.
It's like Skype or something, right? Where you look at each other while you talk.
Oh, okay. FaceTime. All right. I got you.
So, but no, what I'm getting at is if you take it, have you also used your cell phone while you eat?
I have not. No. Have you?
Because I don't think you want to do both, do you?
I would. Not while you're shitting. Because as we
how many
says,
people
don't
tweet
shit where
while they eat? You know what I'm saying?
It's easier to tweet while
a lot of people take twit pics of what their food is, don't they?
Fuck.
Those you thought World of Warcraft was bad. Everything.
I wonder how many people are tweeting that they're on World of Warcraft.
Well, I don't
know. I just used my magic.
The people who are twatting or tweeting about me or following me don't tweet anything about any video games. But we do have a Twitter.
Yeah, we do.
Tadcast Podcast.
Well, Twitter's just a tool. I'm talking about the people that are, you know what I'm saying. Over
you're just a tool.
You mean like a tool, like a mechanical tool?
Well, you gotta hate
a tool like.
I was gonna say I like Tool, but that would just give you more. So forget it.
I like Tool. I got a free Tool shirt the other day.
A box of them. A box of tools, the toolbox.
I know.
T-shirt.
No, there's. I got that on Storage Wars though.
No, people were giving away several Tool shirts.
The other Why?
Because they were too big for them. Yeah. They were too big for their britches. No, they just had some extra ones, and they were giving them away. I missed out. It was at the show at the Dixie. I'd like to give a shout out to Dixie.
It was a Sunday show.
That was right.
Catechist.
So speaking of tools and promotional tools, we try to use this website. This isn't a website. This is a podcast. We try to use this podcast as a promotional tool, right?
Yeah.
We put links on for our sponsors like the Dixie Creek Saloon and Complete Ab Resolutions.
Uh-huh.
Ag.
And if you want to know what's going on in the valley, go to WVMP.org. That's it.
That's right. And or you can listen to our podcast, which you are doing right now. And I'm going to give you a quick rundown. I hope that we're to the plug section of the podcast. We're probably over with our guest, Jerry Murphy. But we got lots of shows coming up, a lot of comedy shows coming up in Eugene, the Oak Street Speakeasy. Oh, wait, that already happened. That was Wednesday night. Tonight. God, I got to get down there. The Wandering Goat. We're having a comedy showcase with Chris Castles at 9. It's actually going to be 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock tonight.
Tonight on Friday.
Yep, it's free. It's 21. Or no, it's all ages. Fuck, I'm full of misinformation. All
right.
But there's going to be like
so
seven.
So it's at the Wandering Goat. It's all ages. It's a comedy show with Chris Castles.
It's free. It's 10 o'clock. There's going to be like seven comedians, including myself.
Sounds like a wandering good time.
Exactly. And if you want to go, just go down there and there'll be room for you because some people don't go. But tomorrow night we got the Dixie Creek Saloon Show with Sons of Confusion, Black Hair, Paper Train.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Hypnosis. I cannot wait.
Is that 9 p.m.?
Yeah, you should come down. It's free.
I'm going to drive.
You should come in your britches.
You know what? I'm going to be there.
And then I don't know if you've heard of this place.
And I'll let you in.
All right.
If you go out.
I will go out. You will let me in. There's a place in Eugene now called the Level Up Arcade.
I'll level you up.
It's a bar, and they have all pinball machines and old-school video games.
I love pinball.
13th and Oak, they have comedy shows there. Now, Ron Funches, who is moving to L.A. He's moving to L.A.
I know, I heard.
Yeah, so this is going to be his last Oregon show for a while. July 1st, it's on a Sunday with Anthony Lopez, Randy Mendez, Andy Mann, and more.
I love all those guys.
I think Andy's a girl, though. Sorry.
Well, guys in the metaphor.
Yeah, what do you mean by guys?
They're comedy guys that are chicks, too. And July 6th is a Friday. That's going to be at Indy Pizza in Independence. Have you ever been to Independence? It's out by Dallas.
I have. I went through it.
Okay, well, there's a pizza place there. They have a comedy show there where I'll be telling jokes with Will Woodruff. We'll be raising money for Boomer's dog who got stabbed 8 times.
William Shatner.
I know.
Tell me about it.
You can't spell Indian without Indy.
We have time for the story.
Indy Pizza. Yeah. Indian Pizza.
Who stabs a dog? What the hell?
Well, the dog ran up on this couple, and they had some smaller dogs, and they thought the dog was going to attack him, but it was just like a little rat terrier.
I heard the dog is going to start a rap career like 50 Cent after he was got shot Doug? 9 times.
It was in Portland, in the big town of Portland. That's why he got stabbed 8 times.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we're raising money for Boomer to pay for his $1,200 vet bill.
Yeah.
And then the next night we'll be at the Dixie Creek Saloon for the second Comedy Showcase. Comedy Showcase number 2 with Don Frost, Josh
Mind
Finch.
If I host that?
No, I would love it if you did. You'll have to tell a few jokes and say our names. Like Seth Milstein and Carmichael McGee.
Carmichael McGee.
Don't get that one wrong. He's got some funny stories about Sex Addicts Anonymous.
Right on.
You have to come check that out.
Yeah.
July 20th, we got Lame Fest out by Salem.
That thing's not going to be lame.
20 bands, punk, metal, rap, hip-hop. There's some DJs and a dedicated stage for comedy. All day, free, all ages. Not lame. And then we mentioned this on Wednesday's show, August 4th, at the Wow Hall.
Yeah, that's a ways away, but I think you'll save a couple bucks by getting your tickets in advance.
Yeah, a band from Portland's coming down called Awake, and we got Strange Dichotomy and Catechus. Both of those bands are kick-ass, so come and check that out.
Yeah.
And then Zach and Vermin Productions are putting on the Vermin Metal Fest, number
Vermin
one?
Vermin Fest.
I knew it was something with fest in
yes.
Vermin. And that's out at the Riverside Community Center towards Corvallis. 9 metal bands of various forms.
Maybe even 10.
And it's a fundraiser for the food bank. So.
I got a sneak peek the other day at the lineup.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're
That's all I'm going to say.
That's cool. I haven't seen it yet. And then the last one I got
You're
is a little farther down the road. Saturday, August 18th at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we got Norska with Diesto and Nether Regions.
If you have never seen Norska, you should probably go and see them, or you'll die on December 21st, because that is the only way to be saved.
That's right. And both of these other bands that are playing with them are coming down from Portland. Very good bands. Check them out on YouTube or Facebook, Diesto and the Nether Regions. And I think that's all I got for shows. There's a ton more stuff coming up, but we were going to do like a separate thing for Monday downloads or something, but we haven't decided exactly what we're going to do yet. So.
Yeah. Maybe you tell us what you want us to do to get the word out about local shows to you. What's your guys' idea of the best way to get that information out?
And
there?
I've also suggested that you listeners out there let us know by email at contact@tagcastpodcast.com. Let us know if your band's having a show, and we'll read it over the Fibe.
Yeah.
Which is the Fiber Octave.
Or go to WVMP.org and put it on there.
Oh, that's that calendar, huh? And you can put anything you want on it.
Yeah, you can put anything you want.
As long as you're respectful to the other artists.
Yeah, don't erase anybody's shit. Come on.
Yeah, it's like putting a flyer over someone else's flyer. How could you do that?
Yeah, don't do that.
So disrespectful. All right, you got any closing final thoughts, Jerry Murphy?
Ding, fries are done.
Ding! I thought I heard a
I know, but that's not me, is it?
I thought that was your watch. You're the only person who wears a watch.
You got a bocce match to get to.
And then you've got a watch that's not a watch on your other wrist. You better
watch.
That's
for show, dude. That makes me look tough.
Right on. Well, too bad they can't see it over the internet.
It's tough.
All right,
nice
so
calculator
this,
it's
watch.
It's not king tough, but it's tough.
I like
tough.
Your calculator watch.
Yep.
It's not a calculator watch. It's a Darth Vader watch.
What's the square root of 69?
69.
8 something.
Is it? L7.
8 point something.
Is it really?
Yeah, 8 something.
Yes, and.
You ever heard Black Pussy?
I got it, yo.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here on our show, yo.
Wait a minute.
I think they got a hair on my tooth. So this has been episode 13. We will be back next week.
Yeah.
Which is going to be Wednesday.
Answer your phone, Pat.
Yeah, we're calling you out once again.
I know. We'll call you next week.
It's going to be episode 14. Oh, my God. We're getting old.
Ah!
Pretty soon we'll be like 21. What are we going to do then?
Rock
on. Who knows? All right. So thanks for joining us.
Love you guys. Thanks.
TagCast Podcast with our guest, Jerry Murphy. And now we're going to say goodbye.
Rock on.
And metal.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com